The United Nations has launched a $12 million project in the Gaza Strip. Its aim is to clean up the rubble of buildings destroyed back in December and January by Israeli bombardment. The UN says it will be another year before all the rubble is cleared, and there's no indication of when actual reconstruction will start. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza on the project and the obstacles it faces.
Since Gazans emerged from their hiding places as Israeli forces withdrew in January, they've been waiting for the day when the outpouring of international sympathy and financial pledges will turn into something more concrete. They're still waiting, but the bulldozers have at last started to clear away the mountains of concrete, glass, and steel that were once homes, offices, and mosques. On the edge of an industrial area near the village of Isbet Abed Rabbo, northwest of Gaza City, bulldozers and a front-end loader begin the arduous process of shifting tons of rubble towards waiting trucks. In the background, a high-rise apartment building lies in a heap on the ground, with just the two reinforced sides of an elevator shaft jutting awkwardly up into the sky, like a naked man startled by a fallen shower curtain. Jens Toiberg-Franzen is the UN Development Project's special representative for the Palestinian territories. He says the challenges are huge.
We are talking about 600,000 tons of rubble that has to be removed. So it's a massive-scaled program. There is the risk of unexploded ordnances among some of the houses here. We have to make sure that people who are engaged in this have the adequate training. So there's a lot of activities that was necessary.
By international aid standards, this project has moved along at a brisk pace. The UN spent the immediate aftermath of the war trying to see that some $21 million in emergency aid was distributed to homeless Gazans without being seen to benefit Hamas, which is considered a terrorist group by many donor countries. World leaders pledged billions of dollars in reconstruction aid, but that didn't come until March. 3 months later, the rubble clearing is underway. But while aid groups may be pleased with their efforts, Gazans contemplating a long, hot summer staring at the pulverized remains of their property are understandably unimpressed. Not far from the rubble-clearing effort, a line of men waits semi-patiently while workers from a Turkish aid agency struggle to accommodate the demand for their food and aid packages. Ayad Mohammed eyes the piles of rubble surrounding him and shrugs.
Yes, of course, they didn't do and they will not do anything now because of the siege. All those houses cannot be rebuilt because of the siege.
Mohammed and many other people here believe the Israeli policy of keeping building materials out of Gaza is not only cruel but largely pointless. After all, they say, Hamas has the power to get at least some cement on the black market, smuggled in from Egypt, so it's the innocent who suffer the most. But Mohammed also blames Hamas and the rival Fatah movement for fighting each other when they should be looking after the people. He works for a Fatah-run ministry and is still getting paid, for now.
Yes, I'm still receiving it, but in any month, in any moment, I'm afraid they will cut it. And as you know, the political situation is totally affecting the economical situation here. The situation is very depressing. Nothing is stable. You don't feel confidence in this country. You don't feel safe in it.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News, in the Gaza Strip.